Here's a stat to kick things off. Brands that build trust see up to 33% more customer loyalty and 2x higher lifetime value. And in today's noisy, AI-fueled marketing landscape, trust is no longer built through polished ads alone. It's built through personal content, human connection, and smart systems that scale. Today's guest knows that better than anyone. Dennis Yu is a globally recognized marketer, founder of Blitz Metrics, and a true pioneer in the world of performance-driven digital strategy. He's helped scale the digital presence of brands like the Golden State Warriors, Ashley Furniture, and countless small businesses using a repeatable, proven framework known as the Content Factory. I'm your host, Chelsea Alves, and in today's episode, we're going to dive into how to create content that actually converts, how to build authority at scale, and why 15-second videos might just change your business forever. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chelsea, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. Happy to have you here. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. You've been, you know, at the forefront of digital marketing since the early days. Can you tell us how your journey started and what led to the creation of Blitz Metrics?
I was a search engine engineer a quarter century ago in the late 1900s. And as a search engine engineer, we had to organize information that was largely through websites, that was largely text, because we didn't have cell phones and we didn't have video and social media and all of that. And things have changed because now anyone can create a video and people don't even use their phones to talk. They use their phones for anything except for being a phone. And because of things like TikTok and these other places, video is everywhere and everything is consumed in video. The idea of a news feed on, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, is all based on vertical video, and people's attention span is largely based on video. So I've had to shift from being a document organizer to a video organizer, and the different ways that we organize video and produce video and share video and edit video and whatnot have become way more complicated because AI is generating video too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. And I think you're definitely aligned with current trends and how people prefer to consume content going the video route. So you've coined the idea of the Content Factory. Can mm-hmm. you explain to the audience what that means exactly? And why is it that short form content is so effective right now?
Well, let me show you. Let me try sharing my screens. Rather than telling you how important it is to make short form video and, you know, why all these other people are winning and why you should try to be an influencer and whatnot, check this out. So I was in 8 countries in the last 3 weeks.
Wow.
And it's all documented on my iPhone. So I was in Miami yesterday and I was doing some sport fishing. You ever done deep sea fishing?
I have not, but
I spoke at this conference at the Nobu Hotel. And so the Nobu Hotel also has the Nobu restaurant. Do you like sushi?
I do like sushi.
So I'm with my buddy, Jack Went, business partner in this. And you can see we're literally here at the Nobu Hotel. Do you see here on the right side? All this detail is being shared. So, you know, when you take a picture or you do anything, there's all this metadata. In here, this is a baked Alaska. You know when they light the thing on fire, right? And it's tagged with my buddy Jack Went. It's here in Miami Beach. And it was on an iPhone 16, Saturday, 10:54 p.m. And all this information is here. And when these things, so I also spoke at this conference. So one of our clients is Ross Green. Full disclosure, right? Everything I'm showing was a client. And when we spoke at his conference, where he's got 63 smoothie franchisees, because he started the original one and then became the franchisor, all these other people are starting these Pure Green smoothie franchises. We're capturing these short little moments. These are real moments. We're making videos in front of their thing. We're capturing the stuff on stage. I'm capturing the moment right before we're about to go on stage when there's people get nervous, right? And so I say, hey, excited to be on stage, right? We're preparing our presentation, about to go. And I've captured these lightweight moments. A couple days ago, check this out. We started the day in Rome and we had breakfast in Rome. Then we went to Lisbon to surf in the afternoon and then landed in Miami in the evening, all in one day.
Wow, what an incredible day.
And that was all captured, including the freaking boarding passes and all this stuff. These little, you see these little moments just 4 or 5 seconds along the way.
Yeah.
Or on the shuttle thing to the terminal or whatever, right? Or having dinner with my friend Silvano, who runs Restaurant Virgin Eye, which I think is the best restaurant in Europe. Now, I could use AI to generate Italian food pictures that you would believe. I could use AI to write whatever on the 10 best kinds of Italian food you need to eat. But what's going on here is real pictures and images. You can see exactly where this restaurant is. I can zoom in on Google Maps. This is inside my Google Photos. There's Silvano and there's Jack, right? You can see we're having a good moment here. And so all the pictures and videos I've ever had with Silvano, this is so good. I came here 6 times in the last year. So I was back here a few months ago. You can see on February 15th, right? Also again with Silvano.
That's so cool.
My buddy Danny. And so what I'm doing is I'm feeding Google. And when I'm feeding Google, I'm also feeding ChatGPT. I'm feeding Facebook. I'm feeding all these other guys because they all pull from the same place, right? And what I'm trying to do is show real moments. 15-second stories, little pictures, tiny, lightweight moments. We were at the Vatican. You know, they got this crazy museum. The Pope had this art collection, needed to raise money for a war, so he turned it into a temporary museum, and then it's been open ever since, right?
Yeah.
I was at the pyramids in Egypt a few months earlier, walking inside the tombs. This is the great chamber, the king's chamber at the top, right? And you can see here it is at the Giza Necropolis inside the Great Pyramid. You got to hike up these crazy things. Like Danny's 6'5". And we literally have to go up these narrow passageways, which I'm 5'5", and it's even, you know, hard for me to do. But what I'm doing is I'm capturing these moments, because if I am capturing these moments, and let me show you here, I then have the raw ingredients necessary for AI and these other tools to be able to process these. I don't think people realize, so I can open this other file. People don't realize, you see this 4-stage content factory here?
Yes, I do.
If you've got the real proof of whatever you do as an entrepreneur, Zoom calls, we auto record all of them. I'm not Gary Vaynerchuk where I'm constantly streaming and selfieing and all that kind of stuff, but I'm just capturing little moments along the way. I'm with someone who's interesting and they say something cool at dinner and I'll say, can you say that again? That was so awesome. I'd love to share that on, you know, Instagram. So there's, you know, podcasts like this one. It could be posted to YouTube or whatever, but all of it can be captured and stuck inside a drive, right? Which then can be processed into lots of different things that, you know, AI tools that you like, posted to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, your website, Google My Business, and then dollar day ads against it, against that audience. Let me show you one other thing here too. All right. So people are all the rage about ChatGPT, right?
Yep.
Look. You see this deep research thing? This happened, this came out just, well, deep research has been around for a few months, but this new idea of connectors, check this out. I can connect to my Google Drive, my calendar, my Dropbox. I've already pre-connected all of these, so I can tell it what I want it to connect against. So I've created a Google Drive that has everything about me in it. And I've also created a folder for every one of my friends. And anytime there's a photo with, you know, Danny Liebrand, or anytime I'm in Egypt, or anytime, like whatever, it's all these things are inside the folder. And now I can have the AI come in and say, you know, please write an article honoring Chelsea and Unmiss and, you know, whatever it is. And it'll go through every email we've ever had. It'll go through all everything in the Dropbox, everything in my calendar, and pull up that research. Isn't that cool? That's the whole point of the content factory. I have proof that I've done the thing that I say that I'm doing. So anyone watching, you're an entrepreneur. Is there proof that you do the thing that you say that you do? Are you connected to people that are authoritative in your industry? What are the proof points that you have? Put it in one folder and then have ChatGPT or Gemini or whatever your favorite AI tool is run with these raw ingredients. If you have these raw ingredients here in this first stage, then you can process it. But if you don't have the ingredients, I could be Gordon Ramsay in the nicest $1 million kitchen. You don't have the ingredients, I can't cook these meals, right?
Right. So what are your suggestions, like, for once they have all these, you know, they've processed it through ChatGPT, they, you know, have these videos. What do you suggest businesses do with these 15-second videos? How do they make the most out of these videos?
Put them everywhere, you see. So once you've processed it, you then have to post it. So if you have the same raw ingredients, it can be turned into Instagram Reels and blog posts and YouTube videos and shorts, and it can be turned into every single kind. The same raw ingredients can be repurposed many different ways, like Mexican food, beans, cheese, rice, what it can be, a tostada, a taco, an enchilada, a chalupa, a chimichanga, Doritos Loco taco, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You can repurpose the same ingredients into lots of different channels. So I'm not worried about like, oh, LinkedIn is different than Facebook, is different than Instagram. No, it's not. You just repurpose it slightly differently, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point, because I think a lot of people think you shouldn't share, you know, duplicate content across different social media channels. But
not duplicate. It's repurposed slightly differently.
Yep.
So, right, I was on CNN arguing with Zuckerberg about Cambridge Analytica and whatnot. So I had a Facebook post here that I boosted and a lot of people here engaging on it. But then I take the same thing and I'll say to ChatGPT, hey, repurpose this into a LinkedIn post. Hey, repurpose this into a blog post. Hey, repurpose this into whatever, right? Like right. I just showed you, I was with Ross Franklin, right? So then this same post, we repurposed many different ways. I have a friend she's trying to get on more stages. And I said, well, what you need to do instead of showing pictures of you speaking is show the feedback from the organizer, right? And here's the organizer, was it yesterday, said, oh, thank you so much, it was so good. And I said, can I quote you on that? And he said, yes. And then I turned this into a LinkedIn post and a Facebook post and a tweet and an Instagram, right?
Yep.
See, look, yesterday he said, you and Jack rock the house at our annual growth summit. We want you both there every year. And of course I reply, I'll say, can I quote you on that? Winky face is key, right? Then he's going to see that and he's going to reply. So everyone watching and listening, whenever someone says something good about you, always reply, can I quote you on that? Now you've gotten, I'm not a lawyer, but you've gotten permission from them to repurpose that. And this goes into your folder of all your stuff. Now think about where you could use that positive accolade. Think about all the good things people have said about you on your LinkedIn testimonials or reviews or whatever, right? Think about anyone that, like maybe your local business, and they're all of the reviews that people have. Maybe you've been on other people's podcasts. In the beginning, they always introduce you saying how awesome you are. Think about all these awesome things that people said about you. And it's better to have other people. You see, look, these recommendations, right? There's a ton of these recommendations here, right? 151, right?
Yep, that's a lot.
I'm not trying to boast. I'm just trying to show you. There's a lot of raw ingredients here. So
yeah.
Think about this, right? If you've got all these people that are saying all these good things about you, so there's a lot of entrepreneurs that are purpose-driven that are in local that I coach, and I've said good things about them and whatever, right? So they say good things about me because I say good things about them. What could you do with this? If this thing that you see, like, here's a good one, these are all good ones. Obviously, these are good ones, right? Then most people, it's just sitting there on their LinkedIn. It's just sitting there inside their Google reviews or sitting on their Yelp or sitting on the podcast somewhere. And they're not using it. That's the biggest thing here. Is why are you out there trying to create more content when you can just repurpose all the things you already have of all the good things people say about you, right? Like here, I could literally say unmiss.com and look at my name. And I'll see that there's a YouTube we did 2 years ago, how to master short form videos to build influence and sales. So we could take this and repurpose this into the thing you and I are doing, Chelsea, right?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. You're getting the most mileage out of content you're spending time creating. It's a fantastic idea that more people should capitalize on.
Think about how this, you know, so here we got 32 minutes talking about short form video. Imagine if this was repurposed into an article, but it's not. Only 62 people have seen this, right? So then I can go to Gemini. I'm not even talking about it. I'm actually doing it, right? And I'll say repurpose this into an article on my blog and honor Chelsea since we're talking about this same topic 2 years ago, right? And now the AI is doing all these things. So I'm not like AI this and AI that. Oh, AI is like, no, I'm saying use it intelligently. See how it's connecting to YouTube and it's grabbing what we talked about and that thing from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then when this thing is over, there's going to be some kind of recording, which I'll feed back into the AI and say, combine the thing from 2 years ago plus this one into an article on in Chelsea. So I did a search. I'm Chelsea Alves, and here it is, author at Unmiss. If I was glamorous like you, I would do way more, right? And so there's all these things that you've done that we could repurpose, which is good for you, good for Unmiss, and good for me,
right?
How awesome is that? I mean, then I could even come in and say, you know, so here it is. It wrote this article based on what we talked about, 15-second videos, how do you do them? It's all right here. And now we're honoring you, Chelsea, right? And I'll say, how many episodes has Chelsea done so far? And what are some cool highlights about her? Neat facts and stuff like that, right? And so the AI, because Chelsea, you've published this on YouTube and you've live streamed it to all these other places, we can repurpose the heck out of what you've already done. I mean, here's the main point. All of us here have done amazing things, but are we really gathering it and organizing it and concentrating the power, or is it just fragmented all over the place? I've asked this question hundreds of times. It's always the latter, right?
I was going to say, I'm sure it's the latter.
And so, you know why? So when I do it, is it Alves? How do I say your last name?
It's Alves.
Alves. I do a search on Chelsea Alves, and there's all these other people. There's only one amazing Chelsea Alves, which is you, right? This is not you. There's nine of these ones on LinkedIn, right? Is this you?
That is not me. Nope.
But these ones are not you. But this one is you, author at Unmiss, right?
Yep.
Then a lot of people have the same name as these other people, right? So Chelsea Alves, so right now we're querying Google's knowledge graph API. So Google has this. Google is basically a big database of things, right?
Yep.
So now we are querying it in a way differently than what most people would query. And I'm asking Google, using their API, what are all the Chelsea Alves? So there's 19 Chelsea Alves.
That's a lot.
And none of them have really a high confidence score. So you can easily beat these other ones out. This Chelsea Alves has a 24. There's all these other ones. It's basically like 12 or 24 or one or two. It's weird how Google does this, okay? This is Google's data that's coming back. I didn't make this up. This is Google, right? Here's the object ID for this Chelsea Alves. And let's see this Chelsea Alves. Is this you? This one's you. Is this one that's, you?
That one is not me, no.
Not you. This one's not you.
Nope.
Okay, so what's going on in this TikTok? Is this you?
That is me, yes.
Okay, so you see under this object ID, this result is this. This is like a social security number Google assigns you, if that makes sense, right? So we've grabbed all the objects associated with all the entity, you know, all the objects associated with this particular entity, Chelsea Alves as a person. And then it's got a mix of things that are you and the other Chelsea Alves. So Google's confused about you, Chelsea, right?
Yep, they clearly
and this
are.
Second Chelsea, who's this second Chelsea? It's the same thing. It's a mix. This one's you. It's a mix. So I bet you, I'm pretty sure because I've done this many times. There's all these Chelsea Alves, and it's like John Smith, right? Who's this Chelsea Alves? Somehow this is related to a Chelsea Alves in here, right?
Probably related to the soccer team, if I had to guess.
Yeah, Chelsea. So Chelsea, and then there's an Alves in here. Oh, this guy. Okay, you see? This guy's name, this soccer player guy, Alves is in his name, and he played in Chelsea. So this is because we're asking Google, give me everything Chelsea Alves that's related to objects. So there's this guy, Hilario, who's got Alves in his name, and he was the goalkeeping coach in Chelsea, which is a town in England, right? Mm-hmm. So all of us here, we're not trying to be famous. We're not trying to get 100,000 fake followers. We're trying to make sure Google understands that we do what we say that we do as an entrepreneur, right?
Yep. No, it definitely makes sense. And it's food for thought for everyone watching the show right now. It was, how do you show up? And, you know, is there more you could be doing to own your content, extend your content? It's a great suggestion and a great use case and example.
Oh, shoot. You can't even see me anymore, can you?
Nope. You're off the screen now.
Oh, it's because my camera, the Sonys, they overheat.
So I had a quick question for you, though, because I know that, you know, you talked about boosting content. And I know one of your key strategies you recommend is boosting content for $1 a day. And that sounds simple, but can you walk us through how that would actually work?
It's very simple. So think about the content. So first off, if we take everything that you say that you do, you're a marketing manager, you sell widgets, you're in healthcare, whatever it is that you do, is there proof of that? What's the highest authority proof of that? Maybe there's a podcast. Maybe you got featured in the Wall Street Journal. Maybe, you know, you're hanging out with someone else in the industry that everyone else respects. Just like a little picture video, not some like formal kind of thing, right? Take those moments that demonstrate credibility to the audience that you want to reach. And then you boost it for $1 a day. That's simple. $7 over a week, $1 a day for a week, right? And if it meets our standard of excellence, which is 10% engagement, and there's lots of math around why that is, but basically, if 10% of people like, share, and comment, and actually stay and watch the video, or, you know, stay on the webpage or engage with that content, that sends a signal to Google and to Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and wherever else you post it. This 10% rule, we've tested it across everywhere, TikTok, YouTube. This 10% rule holds. It's like the Fibonacci sequence number, right? And if that's true, it sends a signal that will to basically any network that's newsfeed driven, which includes Amazon and Netflix, and because they're all based on, you know, they give you a feed of things and you have to choose which things you want to engage on, which things you want to watch. Oh, if you bought this product, you might like that product. If you listen to this song on Spotify, you might, that's a newsfeed driven, it's a recommendation engine based on what you've done, right? Like TikTok, you watch videos about playing basketball like me, then all of a sudden I get a lot of basketball ads and all that, right? So when you get a 10% plus engagement on that content, that means you should extend it. So extend that $1 a day to 30 days. Extend it to maybe $2 a day or $5 a day, subject to the limit of that audience. So if you're a local plumber in Easton, Pennsylvania, you're South Skewerta in Easton, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb. It's not like Philadelphia or New York City. And you become the guy in Easton, Pennsylvania, and people see you fixing broken pipes and toilets and all the plumbing sorts of things, then that will get a 10% engagement rate, right? Because people recognize, oh, I know where that place is, or that's across the street from where I drop my kids off from school, or all these things, right? And it creates super high relevancy. And then that, what we call the greatest hit, continues to live sometimes for years. We've had ads that are 10 years old that still continue to produce. Because $1 a day is how we pay to stay in the algorithm instead of having to post something new. And then in social media, it dies every day. You know, in social media, it dies every, you have to keep posting every day. If you're an influencer, us, we don't do that. We post a few things. And if it hits the 10% mark, we'll let it live forever.
Yeah.
No, if you're a service business, right? You're a service provider. You render services. You're not an influencer making money off of millions of YouTube views. You're making money selling services. Well, in that case, highlight the relationships and your clients and all that. Have those greatest hits. Put a lot of little pieces like that out there. Find the winners that get 10% engagement. Put $2 a day, $5 a day. Don't keep putting money on it if it doesn't hit the 10% rule. It's that simple.
Yeah. No, I think that's important for people to have something, you know, have metrics in place in order to measure the success of things. So I like that you have the 10% rule, and that's a hard
one. And it sends a signal to Google, because Google can see that. If you just, you know, get a bunch of people from some random third world country to become fans or watch your thing, Google can see that. And it actually distorts the signal of the audience you want to reach. If you get your actual target audience to consume your content because it's relevant, because you tell a real story, because it has real moments, and it's not only selling, but you're actually educating and sharing and having fun times and all those kinds of things that show you're a human, all the algorithmically driven, newsfeed kind of driven algorithms, which is pretty much all of them now, can see that. And then Google will show Chelsea Alves versus the other random 19, however many other Chelsea Alves, because we're feeding it the clear signal of all your content structured appropriately around who you are, so your stuff is no longer fragmented, but oriented in the right way, right, into the right structure.
Yep. No, I love this advice, Dennis. You've seriously given me so much food for thought, and I know we only have a couple minutes left and you're busy, but I would love for you to share with the audience, you know, how they can connect with you and, you know, get, you know, some of the same mentorship and leadership you've given me here today in just a short 20 minutes or so.
Well, easy. Google me, right? We practice what we preach. I want you guys to show up on Google, which includes YouTube and all the social networks, show up on ChatGPT, but Google me or go to whatever your favorite network is and Google me, connect with me, see how, you know, I'm teaching exactly how we do everything. There is no secret. We've got a 300-page guide that we keep updating every day. By the time you see this, it might be 400 pages, you know, whatever it might be. And I want you guys to all show up when people Google you. Someone wants to do business with you, they're going to Google you. And I want you to show up with the full knowledge panel, which is what you'll see when you Google my name, which is what I want Chelsea to have.
Working towards that after today's discussion, you've definitely energized me and given me so much food for thought and motivation to want to show up in the knowledge panel in Google. Because like you said, I know, you know, Google, even though we have ChatGPT and the advancement of LLMs, most people are still turning to Google when they're searching for a
product. But when they use AI, how do you win an AI? People all the time tell me, oh, I asked this question of ChatGPT and it recommended an article you wrote. How do you do that? Well, you win in the information layer first. Where do you think ChatGPT is pulling the information from? The same information layer. So what we're doing is structuring the information layer, which Google and the social networks and ChatGPT, all these are layers that sit on top of the core information layer.
Yep.
Yeah. You're solving all of them at the same time because you're fixing the foundation.
And that's a question people often have is, you know, where is Google pulling in the information or where is ChatGPT getting the information from or where are AI overviews in Google pulling information from? And you're right, it's Google. Or
it's corroborating loops of evidence. Now, I know with ChatGPT because it's owned by Bing, then you want to have stuff, you know, indexed by Bing, but Bing's going to look at your website and your socials and all that. So in effect, it's the same thing. If you want to rank on Google and you also want to rank on ChatGPT, it's the same thing.
Yep.
You structure your information layer properly. And the information layer is the knowledge graph, which is Google's database.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. And I know a lot of SEOs are, you know, baffled by that right now, given that it's a newer technology. But yeah, it goes back to the basics. You need to, you know, optimize for Google search results. And it's the same.
Real ingredients, BEAT, not fake link buying and all this trickery, but the real thing.
Yep. Yeah, and helpful content, totally.
Yeah, I'm a search engine engineer. Go ahead and argue with me. I've never lost this argument.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You have 25 years. You've been a search engine engineer.
Yeah, I just want people, you know, I love turning the light on in the dark room and exposing all the idiots. People say SEO is dead. No, reputation is what counts. All the things that are fake, those are dead.
Yep. Yeah, trust, I feel like, is harder to earn these days and more important than ever before. So, yeah, people aren't going to fall for the, you know, spammy tactics anymore or the outdated schemes to try and drive traffic. And
the AI can catch you.
AI can catch you. Exactly. Well, Dennis, thank you so much. It was so great talking to you today, and you've shared a wealth of information in such a short amount of time. So everyone be sure to Google Dennis after this, and that is how you can connect with him and learn more about his services. And to our listeners, if you found today's episode to be valuable, hit subscribe and leave us a review. And don't forget to check out Unmiss's free website audit tool. It's your first step towards more search visibility and better content systems. This has been the Unmiss podcast, and we'll see you all next time. Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you, Chelsea. I'll help you with your knowledge panel.
Hit me up. Please do. Seriously.